Session number 12248, Mr. J. Forster, Reel 13.
Mr. J. Forster, Reel 13. Whilst you wanted to get back to your battalion, Mr. Forster, had you enjoyed the time in the battle school?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, I learned a lot of things in the battle school, yes. I mean, with being up in the front with a commanding officer at the battle school at the time, I nearly learned as much as what the officers did in the way that the battle had to be run. Now, I was sorry to leave it in one way, but yet I weren't in the other. If I thought I'd been able to get back to the battalion some other time, I would have stayed there until I was A grade. But the chance of getting back to the battalion, I thought, well, I'll take it, I'll snap it up.
What state was the battalion in when you reached it?
When I reached the battalion, it was about 4 days after I left, 4 days. And
it must have been close to mid-November?
Yeah. It was getting up November, it would be November then, because, yes, it was, the rains were on. It was when that got bogged down, with rain. Was it? No. Oh, when I reached them.
And the state of the battalion?
Okay. The state of the battalion, well, I'd suffered casualties, and I went in with some of the reinforcements for the battalion, and when I got in, the adjutant was there, the same adjutant.
Who was that?
And that was, who's Adjutant?
We can come back to that later if you can't remember.
Atkinson, it might have been Atkinson, I don't know. But, anyway, as soon as I went and reported, where have you been? He said, have you been back to England on leave? Oh, where did you get to? I says, have you heard? I've been in hospital. No. Oh, he hadn't heard. And I said, I've been in hospital since the breakout at Mercer. Oh. Well, what are you going to do now that you come back? I says, well, I have papers here, sir. I said, I haven't to go any further than the echelon. I said, I haven't to go up. I said, I'm only grade B. And they just allowed me to come back to the battalion. If I stick to these orders, he says, I must stick to these orders until I'm upgraded to here. Oh, well, we'll see what the CO has to say when he comes. So when the CO comes, here it was, who's acting CO?
Colonel Watson?
Watson, Polly Watson, yeah. I had been one on just before him, but forget what to call him. He had been there while I was away, but he had left and Polly wasn't taking his place. So went back. Oh, he said, you come back to the fold, have you? He says, we've got some work for you to do. Oh, I said, I can't do much. I've got just a B class registration. I can't go any further than B echelon. Oh, but I've got some work for you at B echelon. He says, you can stay there until you're upgraded. He says, take over my car, he says, and look after that. And he says, when I come back to B echelon, want to go anyway, he says, you can drive me. He said, I've got another driver driving me in the Jeep at the front. He said, so stay there, he says, and follow us up until you get graded back to here. Well, anyway, I stopped that and I followed him up. And I couldn't get upgraded to here. No. And after the fall, and we come back down the desert, we come back right down to Geneva again.
This was when, after they'd been up into Tunisia?
Aye, when we'd been right up. I were up all the way behind him, but I couldn't go in the front line. They wouldn't upgrade me, wouldn't adopt it, no. Man, I was still limping a little bit, you know, I was still limping a little bit. And every now and then, they called us in to have a look to see if one's all right, and asking us how I was, and putting us through tests. I think they were fighting the gangrene, you know. And went up and come back to Geneva. And then at Geneva, we went on board ship down into the Red Sea to Saudi Arabia and started landing manoeuvres from the ship by landing craft onto Saudi Arabia land. And we were there for a bit in Saudi Arabia doing these landings on and off. And then we came back to Geneva, and we didn't know what was going on. What these land, but we knew we were going somewhere when we were practicing in these landings.
Do you recall what time of the year this was? It must have been well into 1943.
Oh, aye. Yes. Oh, it'd be July, August. In here, because we did these landings and come back to Geneva, and then the transport left by rail, and they went up to, Fuka. I think it was Fuka in Egypt. It went back up there. And then they went further afield after that by road up to Tripoli. And we had just come back down from that a few weeks beforehand, but our new transport went up and that loaded up.
Were you with the transport?
And no, I couldn't go, you see. I was A. So, the CEO says to me, he says, I'm afraid, he says, that you aren't going with us. I says, where are we going, sir? He says, we're going just on a little trip. He says, I can't tell you. But he says, you can't go. He says, it'd be more than my job's worth to take you. He says, on a B. So I says, well, where am I going? He says, you're going to Telekabea. He says, be Echelon at Telekabea. He says, and you're going to look after all my stuff at Telekabea. And he says, the staff car. He says, I want that kept up. He says, for when I come back, want it. I thought, that's right. Anyway, I couldn't do nothing about it. So they packed up the battalion one morning and went off early, and we didn't know where they were going. Anyway, they went down the docks, and we saw them get on a ship, and everybody was saying, Pickett is going home, and they're leaving us here, you know. And we thought, no, Canterbury wouldn't leave all his staff car, and all his belongings and that with me, if he was going home. And I says, I could go home and be, you know. I said, I can't, send some of the lads, I said, I can't go into action on the bay. I said, so they must be going into action somewhere. I said, they must be going. Nobody could understand where they were going to go into action. But anyway, when they left, we left the day after, and we went to Telekabea.
Who was left behind? It was yourself and what other type of
soldier? There was a quartermaster, the quartermaster, there was the quartermaster, the main quartermaster, you know, the battalion quartermaster, and there was two or three cooks, there was one or two more drivers, and drivers, cooks. Then there was an orderly, a medical orderly, he was left behind. There were some clerks, battalion headquarter clerks, they were left behind. Oh, there must have been about 30 to 40 of us left behind. And we didn't know where that had gone or nothing. Anyway, about 3 days after it came over, that landed at Avola in Sicily. So we thought, oh, well, no, we'll be going to Sicily any day when they get up. But no, they wouldn't. Wouldn't allow. I had to stop there until the battalion returned.
And what kind of duties were you doing there?
Oh, the duties there, what I did there was run the quartermaster, and that I was more like chief driver for the echelon. And I was more a driver. I used to go to Cairo or Ismailia and all over the shop with them, you know, because they used to get things and then send them forward to the battalion from there, from that echelon. Then we were there until it finished in Sicily. And I was still bathed. It wouldn't upgrade it. I used to have to go to the doctor, you know, and tell it to be there. And it's good luck, it wasn't this hospital I went to. It was the ordinary doctor, camp doctor. And still wouldn't upgrade it. And we got to know then later on that we had to take all the transport and everything into this compound. Everything we had to go into this compound, and there was only certain things, papers and such like, what had to be packed up into boxes and transported down to Suez. And we had to go down to Suez with them. So I thought, hello, here we go, we're off this time. And we get to Suez, and we stayed overnight in Suez in the transit camp. And next morning we were taken to the docks. And there in the docks was the old ship, what we'd sailed out from England from, waiting there to take us back to England. And they were all on, you know, wherever, waving and shouting at one another. And we got onto that.
What date was this?
It would be November. It must have been the beginning of November, somewhere, but beginning of November or just after. Because we sailed from there, and the Mediterranean was more or less safe, so we come through the Mediterranean. It was the first convoy to come home through the Mediterranean. And we come through to the Mediterranean, and it was just before Christmas when we landed at Liverpool.
When you got on the ship, you would find that quite a number of your friends were missing.
Oh, aye, yeah.
They had one or two very heavy actions.
Yeah. Oh, aye, a lot missing, a lot missing, yes. Yes, I mean, one of the officers out of D Company, where I went right through the first part of the desert in Iraq and places in France. He was missing. He got killed. He was the first man killed at Avola.
Who was that?
Peter Walton, they called him. He was the first man killed. He got stuck on a barbed wire and they shot him on a barbed wire. First man killed. But there was a good few more. Ernie Barnes was missing. He was missing, didn't know where he was. And we heard tell later that he had been wounded.
The battalion commander, of course, was changed. He'd left. Colonel Watson and David left at the end of the Sicily campaign, was retained in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, he came back on the ship. He came back on the ship to Suez, on the ship with a battalion. He came back on there. And who took over? He left. Well, he went to this battle school that I was on. He went to that battle school. Yeah.
How did you find him to work for? What was he like as an officer?
Oh, he was a queer, and he once you got in his way, he was all right. He was all right once you got in his way, but he was the right solicitor type, right solicitor. But once you got in his way, you were all right. I mean, I hope I'm good. When he left the staff car with me, I left ever so many bottles of wine. You know, good wine it was, no, good wine. And I thought, well, he won't need that over there, and he'll have forgotten about it before he gets back. I'll bring this. his wine out there. Back with you when he comes back. He says, if we hadn't won in Sicily, he says, I'd have been down on you. But he said, now that we won in Sicily, he says, I'll forget it. It went off. Yeah, forget who took over from him. No, wasn't Batiscombe.
What was the condition of the battalion that when you joined it?
Oh, got back on the ship. Well, I mean, the morale was right high, you know, high as the cloud because we went back to England. But there was still a sad moment. So when come and told you about he's missing and he's missing, but the good part about it was that later on, after the war, a lot of them come back home. They had been wounded, but they had been taken prisoner, a lot of them, you know, as well. And they come home, and the casualties as death went in our battalion wasn't right, what do you call, severe. They were bad enough, but they weren't what you call severe. Not compared to the 9th Battalion. The 9th Battalion got a hammer, you know, 9th Battalion.
The journey back through the Mediterranean and to home, was it a fast one, a safe one?
Well, the journey back through the Mediterranean, it was supposed to be safe now that Sicily was captured and the West Coast, the Tripoli, and that they were finished with. That Germany had no air bases, you see. The only air bases he could reach us was from up Rome, that way. So I thought it was going to be safe. And submarines was more or less, you know, the Navy on top of them. Well, anyway, we're going through all night, and at night time, going through the bed, if you could get a spot on deck, you got up with your hammock and lay there, because it was that warm downstairs. But you had to leave a pathway through for the officer on duty to come around, you know, lying. Well, one night there was such a commotion, and everybody had to get downstairs.